Okay, well, we're moving on to the second round here on the Dolphins, and there are definitely a lot of things that look familiar, and there's some things that look a little bit different. But I thought Miami played extremely well last week against Baltimore. We were pretty familiar with them from a couple weeks ago, and they did a real good job on them offensively. Had over 350 yards, and continued to show good versatility in their offense. We saw them run the ball very effectively against us. And they've done that in several other games as well. Lemon's shown some ability to move around in the pocket. They've gotten some big plays out again. And, of course, Camarillo last week, Hagan, Booker, all those guys have done a good job for them. They got good skill players. And, defensively, they've started to pressure a little bit more probably than what we saw in the first game. And, they're making a lot of plays on that. Of course, Taylor had a big game against the Ravens. And as usual, he made plays against us. We've seen way too much of that. But they've turned the ball over on interceptions. They got a decent sack total, and they've become a little bit more of a pressure team on defense. And certainly we have a lot of respect for Ginn and their ability to return the ball in a kicking game. So I think we're going to have to have a good week of practice. Be on top of everything here. It's the type of team that. You let Taylor lose, you let Ginn lose, you let Booker lose. You let one of those perimeter blitzers come in there and strip sack you, like the Jets did, like Buffalo did, like the Ravens did, and they make you pay for it. So we gotta avoid those mistakes and take care of the football and do a better job of stopping the run and try to get off the field on third down. All things that we didn't do a great job of. In our first game, or that Miami's done a good job of in the games that in their recent games where they played much better on third down offensively. So that's where we're at for this week, and need to have a good week.
You mentioned Lemon has progressed to 300 yards passing, so he must have had a kind of a breakout game for him. But was it the whole offense or just having that?
I think it's a good offensive football team. They've improved on their offensive line.
And they have good skill players. Lemons did a good job. He's made all the throws for him. He throws the ball outside, comebacks. We hit some good inside passes against the Ravens. We all know the Ravens have a good pass rush, and they change up their coverages a lot, but it didn't bother him. He's had some key third down runs and has run the ball in the red area like he did against us on the quarterback draw. He's hurt other teams like that too, Cleveland. And so he's done a good job. And the running game is – all three of those guys have done a good job running the ball. Booker's kind of a, sort of Kevin Falk type of player. He's makes a lot of plays in the passing game and gets the ball outside and screens and stuff like that. But, Gatto and Chapman have both run the ball consistently for him as well. So I think they've got good balance in their attack. They mix in a lot of play action. And Cam's a good offensive coach. Unbalanced line, things like that you got to be ready for that. He keeps you off balance with, and Lemon's done a good job for him.
Bill, in your experience, when a team comes off of a long losing streak like that and wins again, can you go into one of two ways on that? Is it like a confidence builder, a kind of thing that pushes them on, or can it also be a letdown the following week, like when we finally got that? What have you seen over the years?
I don't know. I'm sure we've seen, we can find examples of both. But I think more importantly, I think the Dolphins have played pretty consistently. And they've lost six games by a field goal or less. And, of course, they won one last week. So, they're a team that's been in a lot of games. They've been in a lot of close games. They've lost some tough ones. But, it certainly hasn't taken away from their competitiveness and their ability to improve. So, they played a lot of good football. They played certainly played Philadelphia and Baltimore a lot better on defense than we did. There's no doubt about that. And they tackled better. And so I think we're pretty familiar with those teams, and they did a good job against them. So to me, they've been in a lot of games this year. They played a lot of good football. Like I said, they lost some tough ones, but this really isn't a team that I don't think it's reflective of their record. I really don't. I said that the first time we played them, and they had lost a couple close ones at that point, and I know they're not happy with their record, nor should they be, but they've been in a lot of competitive games, and there's a lot of good football out there. You know, they've just come up short a couple times.
Joe, can you comment on the transactions, bringing Moore back and releasing the two defensive backs, and any plans for filling the final spot on the roster?
Well, we'll see how that goes this week, and I wouldn't we'll do whatever we think is best for the team, Mike, of course, and Moore gives us a little bit of depth there on the defensive line that, we really only have five guys. And so it gives us a little bit more depth there. And with the DBs, we'll see how that plays out. Maybe something will work out. We have several different options, and we'll see how it all works out from there.
Tom said last week that he would like to play every snap for this game coming up against the Dolphins. What are the circumstances under which you would consider resting your starters?
Yeah, I'm not really thinking about anything right now but getting our team ready to play against the Dolphins and going out there and, playing the best that we can.
So you wouldn't consider resting them in a way? You're not approaching...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's whole, that's a conversation that you can have and the fans can have and all that. It's not really anything that... it's not really part of our approach to the game. And I don't think it's a good one to have. I don't think it really – I don't really understand it either. You're going to pick out one guy that's important and say somebody else isn't. And I think that's – I don't really think that's a good way to manage your football team.
Bill, when you look at Tom's season, is maybe the most impressive aspect the touchdown to interception?
Well, I think offensively, one of the things that we've done a good job of is not turning the ball over, and that's always good. So Tom's a big part of that. He handles the ball a lot, but that also goes to our offensive line, our blitz pickup, our running backs, our tight ends, our receivers. So, everybody plays a part in that. First thing you want to do offensively is not give it to the other team. Then the next thing you want to do is move the ball and score points. So those two things combined, that really is what you're trying to do offensively when you have it. Make sure you don't give it to them and then move it and score. So, and it's a team game, so whatever any individual accomplishes certainly is reflective of what the other 10 guys out there are doing. I don't care what position the guy plays.
Bill, it's pretty unusual for three offensive linemen to get voted to the Pro Bowl. Can you expand on what you were just talking about, the offensive linemen?
Well, I congratulated all the players for their selection, and that's great, and I'm happy they've been selected. I think that it's also, and more so, probably a commentary on the overall team success. And so I think that all of us can take pride and be proud of the guys that were selected, and they all deserve it. And I think there are other players who are important parts of the team as well that easily could have gone. But most importantly, I think when you have a successful team, then that's usually where those selections come from. So I think that our record and overall team success has a lot to do with the players that are selected. I think that's a reflection of the team. And I'm glad those individuals received their recognition as well, because they all deserve it.
Well, it looks like Tom's going to finish statistically with certain numbers that are just higher than they were in the past. Is it that he's raised his level, or is it more the reflection of what's around him now?
No, I don't know. I think it's probably a combination of a lot of things. But, Tom's a good player. He's a good quarterback. There's nobody I'd rather have. He's done a great job for us this year and in previous years. So whatever the numbers are, they are or they aren't, but the most important number is 14 wins, and hopefully we can make it 15. And I think that's the number that we're all looking at, is the win-loss column, not some individual stats. They come and go, and they can be a function of a lot of different things.
Bill, I know you always do what's best for the team, and
right.
Thank you. Well, but is there a chance in the final regular season home game that you might try to look at a little bit more than you might to get Troy into the game?
We'll take a look at all the players who are on our roster and activate the ones that we think give our team the best chance to win. That's my responsibility to the team, and I don't think that'll ever change. So.
You You've had seasons in which you have to do a lot of traveling. I think 2002 was a bad one in terms of having to go to the West Coast a couple times. This year it's been, since Thanksgiving, kind of to your advantage of not having to leave the Northeast. Has that helped at all in a concrete manner?
Well, Tom, again, every team has 8 home games, they have 8 road games. So if you play a lot of games on the road early, then you play a lot of games at home late. And if you play a lot of games at home early, then you play a lot of games on the road late. That's the way it is. And if it's back and forth, you know, one home, one away, week by week, then that's the way it is. So, you know, anytime you have a home game, you have a road game. Anytime you have a short week, you have a long week. Anytime you have a long week, you have a short week. So it all evens out over a 16-game regular season schedule. So whenever they're scheduled, wherever we play them, whatever we play them, then we just try to be ready to play them. It's not like college, you know, where you can schedule 9 home games and, you know, 2 road games and, you know, have a bye week before your big rival and, you know, all that. It's not like that. So, yeah, right, have a homecoming game against, you know, team that plays 4 divisions below you and all that. We can't do that.
Coach, what do you want for Christmas this year?
What do I want for Christmas? Just enjoy it, spend time with my kids and family. Have a good day with them. That'd be great.
Can you comment on going undefeated in the division and what that means to you?
Well, you know, it's the first thing you have to do to win your division is to do well in it. So we have an opportunity to do that this week, and we'll do our best to try to go out there and play well, and that would give us 6 wins in the division. That would be something to be proud of.
Did you talk to your team about being on the verge of history, being, you know, the possibility of being 16-0?
Right now we're just talking about Miami.
Well, I know, but it's human.
None of the other games make any difference. Doesn't matter. Records don't mean anything, and we're not really concerned about next week. We're concerned about Miami. That's the only thing we can do anything about. So hopefully we can have a good week and do something about that. Pay attention in the meetings, have good walkthroughs, have good practices, study the film, and be ready to play on Sunday. It's the only thing we have any control over, so that's what we'll work on.
You sometimes have to remind them, though, not to look ahead to that last game since there are only 2 games left. Even though you probably feel they don't.
Think about Miami. That's who we're playing. Yeah. I mean, what good does it do to think about next week and the week after that and back when we were in week 5 thinking about all the, you know, the only game we play, we only play 1 game this week. There's no doubleheader. Just play 1 game. So that's one we'll get ready for.
The game against Miami back in 2004, was that one that really caught your eye with Wes Walker when he had that
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, Wes had a big game. He had a big return in that game. But he's killed us just about every time we played him. Or we've had to double cover him to try to slow him down a little bit. And even that didn't, you know, we had trouble with him there. So, yeah, Wes has played well against us in the past. Luckily, we went off the double in this week.
Is that one of the unfortunate things about Pro Bowls? I mean, you got 8 guys, and obviously there's nothing to be complaining about, but a guy like Walker has had a career year this year, kind of gets shut out because of the number of good players here and at the position, too.
You've got mail.
Well, I'm sure every team in the league feels that way. I'm sure every team in the league feels that they have players that deserve to go, and again, that's one of those things that you know, none of us have really any control over. It's the fans and the other players and coaches in the league vote. We don't vote for our own players, so however it turns out, and that's, but you know, I think there are more important things to our team than that. I congratulate all the players that made it, but, and at the same time, I think there are other players that could have made it, but that's, you know, that's the way it goes, and you know, we've all been on both sides of that, so.
Would you like to see Tom Brady be able to get Peyton Manning's record for touchdowns in a season, or is it just something, if it happens?
I'd like to see us beat Miami. That's what we're working on this week. I'd like to see us beat Miami. Okay. All right. Thank you.